The Comedy Store would like you to know that the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are strictly those of the speakers or authors and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions held by the Comedy Store and its affiliates.
With a solid 20 minutes, and he's like, we'll just work this out
forever. I got a good idea.
But doesn't he kill?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
It's very... It's very old school. We're rolling. Yeah, it's old school. So if you're expecting the Tonight Show,
right,
Johnny Carson style, this is your comic.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. You're definitely gonna get it.
So it's terrible is the thing. We're rolling, right? I want to make sure we got that on film.
We got that right. Good. We are rolling.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. We're gonna replay it with your anniversary.
Dude, I love that. Hopefully by then it'll be a memorial for Argus.
Argus
Too
has
far?
Been dead for 15 years. What's wrong with you, Rick?
I want to run him out of one more Comedy Store event like I did at Sammy Shore's 90th birthday,
really,
whatever
like,
it was.
Here's the thing. Steph, I'm excited you're here. You're a brand new paid regular.
That's right.
I don't know if you know any of the psychotic history of the Comedy Store, but it is...
I don't know that much.
Yeah.
It is a bizarro world.
The building is haunted, but only with the horrible things that happened to people here.
And most of them were done by Rick and I.
Well,
which
that's
is why we get
it's also
to
true.
Host the Comedy Store.
That's
podcast.
Why we're making $400 every 10 years doing this
Dude,
thing.
Dude, killing it. Killing it. But congratulations.
Yeah.
And
thank you.
You're the first new paid regular that we've interviewed.
Yeah.
Ooh.
We only have 11 more.
We had a strict banning of all new paid regulars.
Uh-huh. Did we? Who got? Oh, because of.
We didn't really.
Oh, I'm
just trying to be mean.
What
I want
was the
people
one
to
that
think
took
I'm
his
a tough
clothes
guy.
Off?
Yeah.
What was the kid? He was fine.
Jonathan Gossick?
No.
That's the only one I know.
That was a throwback.
That's a different story. Yeah.
Oh, God. What was his name? He looked like a comic from the 70s. He moved to Austin.
Joe Rogan.
Yes.
That's the guy.
Joe Rogan. That's it. No, what the hell is his name? He was a door guy. And he came down. He just got passed. And we had him on. And the whole podcast, he just took his clothes off. He kept taking his clothes off. I can't think of his
was
fucking
it a
name.
Hot day or something?
Look, if you move, we forget you.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy.
I vaguely remember
God
someone taking
you
clothes off.
You know what
off,
I'm talking about. He had the 70s hair. He was kind of like balding, but kept it. Like, and then he finally shaved it.
God, that sounds good.
Oh, wow. Memorable guy.
Yeah. Great comic.
Yeah, great comic.
It's going to come to me in the middle because I'm elderly, and I'm going to be like, meh, meh.
We're going to be looking at you like, oh, the naked guy.
You got retarded comic Tourette's? Yes.
How long were you trying to get in here?
See, I don't want to answer that because I feel
Why?
No. I don't know because I feel like people are going to get mad because I wasn't one of those people that did it for like, 100 years.
Okay.
What do you mean, comedy?
I will say No, I've been doing comedy. This is my 20th year. I will say,
wow.
Yes. So I'm not a fucking newbie before everyone gets fucking mad at me.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's
I
why
want you
I like
to punch the camera.
I'm yeah, 20 years. This year is my 20th year
Holy
comedy.
Shit.
I started when I was 18 years old.
Nice.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so I've been doing it for a long fucking time. I got put on development with Adam literally right before the pandemic. So I did one show in the belly room, ate shit. That was it. Everything was shut down.
And after that, they were like, we
you
should get a
pandemic
going.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was it. My bomb started the pandemic.
Damn it.
And then I called back in after the pandemic. Well, so before that, Emily had seen me do, I did like a half hour for Epics during the pandemic, which was a...
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. Don't watch it. Don't
you
watch
said that. And I was like, why?
No, it was, it's pandemic material that you've done to nobody. And then you're outside in the middle of this weird golf course in Burbank. And there's people spread out in masks. And then you find it after that they were all extras, like actor extras. And they all didn't get drinks. I'm like, I'm not funny unless people are half in the bag. Like there's stone sober guy in a suit alone. I'm like, that guy's not going to didn't find funny at all. So it's very.
Really? Because Rick and I do churches. They are so there.
Chicken. Church is chicken. Yeah. I did one time where I performed for like a paid audience or whatever. I did crowd warm up for one of Eliza's 7,000 pilots that she was granted. And, so she asked me to do it. I'm like, sure. And she's like, should be fun. Crowd will be fun. It'll be, comedy fans. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'll do it. And so I go and I do it. And it's like, the whole studio had to be maybe two times as big as this room. And they just had like maybe 15 paid audience people in there. And I'm like trying to connect with them. They're all looking at me like, and it's all, motherfucker, I'm getting paid
$80. I don't care.
Please don't talk to me.
It doesn't matter.
Please don't humiliate me.
Just don't. Pretend we're not here. And I just kept, I'd go for like 5 minutes. And I'd be like, okay, it's time for the next bit. Can you guys clap? And like,
I really don't like, want to.
But it turned out.
I would have paid to see that.
Yeah.
Just you doing warm up.
I should have just made a show called The World's Worst Warm Up Guy. Every time someone's like, you'd be good, I'm like, yeah, I could do that. And then I realize that it's like 70% cheerleading. And I'm like, I don't want those people to clap. I want them to die.
Yeah. It's a complete opposite.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't want them to be happy.
They prefer paying to get shit on, not being paid to get shit on.
It's weird.
Yeah. It's weird. People have, you know, standards.
So extras are bad people.
Yeah. 100%. How many extras are we talking about?
We're talking about.
What's the total crowd of this thing?
I think maybe 50 to 80. And by the end of it, they had to sit through 4 hours. So it was the same. It was the same audience.
Wait a minute.
It's the same audience.
Did you get paid for this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, how many comics are we talking about?
Yes. We're talking about 4 comics and we all did a half hour.
Okay.
But they had to come like earlier and set up and stuff. So it was like a whole.
So this is how laughter sounds. So everyone
it's also outside, no ceiling.
Yeah. Were they
literally
in their cars?
It just goes on forever.
That one was fucked. The Rose Bowl one they did was crazy, where people were honking. I'm like, it's not a laugh. It's a honk. That's an aggressive.
But hold on, you got to play the Rose Bowl.
Oh no, I didn't do that
one. She didn't do it.
That was a honk.
Yeah,
I did the golf course in Burbank. Whatever.
I have to say, I would have turned it down in a second, but I was extremely offended that I wasn't offered. The chance to crowd work automobiles at the Rose Bowl.
I would have done it.
I go, what?
Because
what
I'm
this?
A sicko.
Yeah, I was so mad.
What is this?
Well, have I not been doing nothing for this club for 20 years to deserve at least bombing for fucking cars? I hit up Adam. I go, hey, what's the deal, man? I can't get on the show. He's like, you do crowd work. I'm like, so?
Cars love it.
Yeah, you could have roasted each car.
Are you an Oldsmobile? Yeah. What year are you? And this thing could have been.
Where are you from? Yeah. How old are you?
What are you, a Celica? Do they even make those anymore?
Car's not honking.
Yeah, silence.
Because the horn doesn't work?
Yeah, the lights just got turned off.
Someone's like, sputtering.
Yeah, no, it was also in the middle of the pandemic. This was when no one was out or doing anything. And yeah. I don't know about you guys, but most people gained weight. I look like a boiled ham, and it was a bad look. And then I got the tape back, and there's an angle. And
Gladiator.
It's so bad. I paid $3,000 to get fucking Kybella in my double chin. Do you know what Kybella is? It's acid that you have injected in your fucking chin. My double chin was down here. I was like, I was a toad. I was a fucking swollen toad. And I was like, I can't. I'll look at photos of it. I had friends watch with me and they were like, ooh, that one angle. Like, they couldn't even like be like, it's okay, Steph. They were like, I look heinous. I'm so ugly in it. It's crazy. Me, Deb Giovanni, Amy Miller, we all look like shit. Like, there's one angle. It's like shadowed lighting. Like, I look like an axe.
Oh,
I look like a ghoul that just crawled out of a well. I'm like, I'm ready for my taping. Like, it was disgusting.
What are you
so
talking
bad.
About that you got done?
It's
now
gone.
I'm like,
it's gone now. Bye. See you later. I got literally a bunch of acid injected into my chin. It's called Kybella. No, it's fucked up. It's so psychotic. And then it blows
up.
So
all the money you made from
it's gone. Plus more. No, I spent more on my chin.
Plus
I swear to God.
One,
no, I plus one.
Plus
it's
one.
Literally, I'm in the hole from that because it killed
motherfuckers.
Me.
Motherfucker.
What a deal.
Yeah, it was a nightmare.
All because of an angle.
Bad angle.
Seven or eight people had to see that on Epic. So.
Less. Less.
That was the guy who edited the thing. The
guy who edited it was just like,
the extras.
I'm kidding. I love Epics. They have, like, I think two or three of the middle Fast and Furious movies.
Oh, really?
It wasn't Fast or Furious.
Epic?
It was
the
just an ampersand.
The stand-up part looks good. I will say the stand-up looks good. Dave Wade did one, too.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
The stand-up part looks great, and, like, it looks awesome, and I don't look like it. Well, I still look like a wet eel in some angles, but the one interview portion was, like,
Yeah. So they did like interviews.
Yeah. The interview part.
They have Brad Williams on the camera. What are you talking about here?
Literally, yes. That's exactly
Steph,
what it was.
This is the angle. Wait,
it was
Brad,
underneath.
Can we
get a non-midget to?
I asked that, and they were like, "Please stop. Yeah.
Like, don't be rude.
Please."
That is amazing.
Yeah. So it's I can't use that because I hate how I look. But anyways, Emily produced, I believe that, or she was show writing or something on that, and
on the Epics thing.
Yes, yeah, so she had seen me there.
Oh,
but I had already been like I've been out in LA now 7 years, so I tried to do the whole lining up and doing the mic thing. A couple
oh yeah,
times got very depressed.
Yeah,
did Ari Shaffir put a good word in for me once, and I did 3 minutes with Adam. Bombed so bad. Ari shook my hand. He went, Jesus Christ. And I was like, God damn it. Then I got rear-ended on the way home, and I was like, no. Oh, yes. It was such a bad
and
set.
The beat goes on.
Oh, God. It was a lot. I was like, where's the sea? If I live closer, that's where the car would have been. Yeah.
Well, so you were a New York comic prior to coming
Toronto.
Here? Toronto. You're Canadian?
Canadian.
Oh, my God.
I was saving that for the last, you know.
I know. I've seen all your fucking crowd. You're a shit dumbass Canadian.
Now I know why you have trouble following Rick. Because it's hitting you hard in your heart.
I make sure the audience knows that your people are poisoned.
Here comes one.
Well, I was trying to look up. I don't think a Canadian's been passed here in a while.
It's probably true.
I can't think.
I've done everything I could to make sure. Had I known you were Canadian, there would have been 9 new paid regulars.
I know Harlan Williams, I don't know if he was the last one to get passed, but I know he's more recent.
Harlan, yeah,
I tried Googling, but I couldn't find.
Tom Green. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Tom ever got passed.
He probably did.
Good question. Maybe through Tommy. But Tom started doing stand-up late. So he was doing his thing, but he wasn't technically doing stand-up. He did start that, rather.
How funny but completely bizarre is Harlan Williams as a performer?
Oh, he's so funny.
It's the strangest... most addicting thing in the world. I'm like, 100%. I hope he says something crazy. Yes.
He also doesn't use his name anymore. He's been using a different name. Maybe here he does, but at the improv he uses some like weird name.
Really?
Like Jet McMichael. That's
is
not
he
the name
getting
at all, but it's something weird.
Because that's usually what happens.
But his name is on like the
we
lineup.
Probably
but then when you say his name.
That.
No, we can talk about it.
My fault.
We're all big Nancy Scott fans here. Did I give
Rick,
away the
please.
Fake name? God damn it. Can we add that a couple more times in post? I don't understand it.
Oh, my
the fake
God.
Name thing is the most baffling shit in the world
to me.
Yeah,
but if you have psycho stalkers, like,
yeah,
by
but,
the way, I put my name and my address
smart.
Up there.
You're always
I'm
trying
like,
to get
bring
chased
it on.
Down.
You're, come on
your
over.
Home address?
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Eleanor's saying bring on the stalkers.
I'm saying what? I'm saying whoever wants to come after me, come after me.
Yeah.
I love fights. I'll fist fight to the end. I'll fuck it. Try to kill me. Kill me. I don't
get
care.
The bat.
I'm ready.
Get the bat.
Oh, no. I'm ready. I'm from Philadelphia.
Do you have a web? I'm very
Canadian, the Canadian just came out. Oh,
the nervous
no.
Canadian.
Oh, no. Look, I've been arrested for assault, but I'm still terrified.
Nice.
Here.
Was it
gonna...
on yourself or was
no, it was
else?
In high school. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah,
see,
yeah.
It's exciting.
I feel like you've been arrested.
That's nobody's business.
But they can come to your house.
Listen,
you can go to your house and ask her personally.
When you fuck as many cops as Eleanor has.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
I'm no rat.
You're not a snitch.
No, but I'm just saying, like, people have psycho stalkers. Mm-hmm. One particular that had a stalker.
Are we talking about Ali Wong right now?
Come on, man.
Oh,
but he,
it
was dangerous.
It.
It was
Can
dangerous.
We please add that
so
again?
So she didn't come here for a while.
Oh,
like,
really?
It was that bad that this guy was, I believe he got arrested for
oh my God.
Some crazy
yeah.
shit. So
my point is, if you're going to use a fake name, maybe switch it up. It seems like crazy stalker is going to be like, I've seen her there before. I do see photos of her performing. She's not on the lineup, and there's never a photo of Nancy Scott.
Wait, Rick!
What? Am I? Did I give it away again?
I didn't know. Now it took me two times to realize what you're saying.
I'm starting to feel like I maybe am putting my foot in my mouth.
It's always there. It lives there. It's, we've
That's
got
the best place to have it.
When we first started this, Rick and I had a guest, and we talked about a bunch of stuff that happened here. Real stuff, real people, not great people. We said their names, and immediately they made us have a disclaimer saying that none of this has to do with
the
comedy.
They wanted
it was our second podcast.
It was very early, and I simply mentioned that.
No. We don't need that. Let's not do the name on a loop again.
Right. But the point was, I said someone should run him over with a car.
Right.
And the Comedy Store was like, we do not feel that way.
Yeah,
and I was like, as long as it's okay that I feel that way, then put your little disclaimer on. It doesn't matter.
And you have no stalkers. I luckily have. I think
have
too,
you ever
Do
had
I have
a stalker?
Stalkers? Absolutely not. No one is.
I'm too repulsive for stalkers.
What do you mean?
Like, I think my comedy repulses men. Like, they see me and they're like, no, I'm going to do the opposite of stalk. I actually never want to see this woman for the remainder of my life.
That's the girl from Epics, right?
Yeah, that's the girl from Epics with a massive labia that she doesn't shut up about. No, thank you.
Massive labia.
Yeah, I got a labia joke. Gotta stop doing it. Not helping me get laid out here. Men are like, no, I don't like you. I've had like loose ones, but nothing crazy. Nothing
labias
like
or
stalkers? Stalkers. Yeah, there's a couple men that really like big labias, but it is a loose labia. But
I got it.
Yes.
Okay. There's a fetish for everything. So.
Yeah,
100%. And this is LA. This is a melting pot for fetishes. So you should be fine. I don't understand.
No, we're fine. There was like one younger guy that was done. It was like, she came to two shows. That was it. That's it.
You broke him off and sent him home, if you know what I'm saying.
I broke his penis right off, and now
smart.
He can't. Yeah, that's what you have to do.
That's honestly the best way to handle creepy 100%. People like that. So
yeah
you just
beware.
Take him out at the cock. Oh, that's weird.
It got super weird.
We're just filthy. It's a sin.
I wish I wasn't like this. Like, I say things like this, and I'm like, I wish. Like, my parents have to come watch me. Like, they came here, and I was about to do the labia joke, and I just saw my dad's head, and I'm like, I can't do it right now. I can't. My dad is trying to support me. I'm like, my labia is so fucking thick. And my dad's like, it's my girl. Like, it's insane.
Gets it from her mother.
Oh, God.
Jesus, Dad.
Daddy's little girl. We have the same labia.
I've seen my parents twice when I was performing here.
I've seen his parents twice when I was performing in Kansas City and here.
Yeah, I saw him once in the main room, and it was fine. At that point, I was good enough that it didn't matter, and they were laughing, even though I'm a terrible person. And then once, as an open micer, my dad and his coworker Bernie were the only two people in the audience on a Sunday night.
The beauty of the comedy
and
store
so
in the dead years.
They literally had to sit through it, and it was the whole night was just each comic one at a time going, so Rick's dad and his friend, I guess. And my dad's having fun. He thinks it's funny.
Business trip?
But yeah. Mm-hmm. His coworker Bernie was just like, why did you bring me to a show where it's just us? It was
Who
fun.
Knew? They thought you were big time in Hollywood.
That's what my dad said. It's a famous club.
Right. I don't know
audiences
if you were,
don't come, but
you said only 7 years ago you moved here.
Yes.
But did you ever like visit and be like, oh, I got to go to the Comedy Store and it's dead?
I didn't.
Oh, you're lucky.
No,
yet.
I never did that. I think I should have.
There were some really amazing ghost years here at the Comedy Store.
Yeah,
where,
nobody it was here. Nobody here.
There was a total of maybe 6 audience members in all 3 rooms.
What was that?
We would have to wait for at least 8 people. I was waiting tables at this point, and we would have to wait for at least 8 people to start the show.
We lowered it to 6 when I started working here because we were like, we might not get 8. And it was...
What was the reasoning for this? It was the improv and Laugh Factory?
No,
well?
It was just we had bad...
The factory had okay crowds sometimes because that was like the peak
of
Dane Cook.
Yeah.
So this
the
is like Dane's
improv was suffering
doing,
too.
Yeah.
Okay.
The factory
they didn't have 3 rooms.
They had Tank Top Dane. There's that era.
Tank
Top
Dane. The MySpace. And they have 1 room that they're trying to sell.
Yeah,
right, and then Dane was hot, so that was selling out a lot. Like when I started working here in mid to
in the mid teens, the 20 teens, when this young lass just started chasing her dreams.
2093 and in the 1900s, if you will, when I started waiting tables here, it was busy in the beginning. Not busy, but like we used to, if the Laugh Factory had overflow, they would come here, we would honor their tickets. Or if we had overflow, they would go to the Laugh Factory and they would honor Comedy Store tickets. We never did that with the improv because Mitzi didn't have that relationship. Jamie, the owner of the Laugh Factory, used to work here as a door guy. So when Mitzi gave him a blessing to open up a club, so he was okay in her book. It was Bud that was a problem. So you're like, we always helped each other, and then all of a sudden her health was declining, and I believe it was
a big
overflowing
thing.
Into
yeah.
here because nobody
part
was looking
and oh. She was still making lineups with a very drifting perspective, I think, on stuff. So there was a lot of guys who were probably hot in like 86 who were on the lineup in 2003 doing their shit from 86.
Very character-y, very... And I remember once Paulie went on in the main room and he's like, dude, you believe my mom still lets these people work here? And that lady never came back.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man.
It what? Was, like props? What are we talking about?
Props.
Like,
props.
It was bad.
Pulling a flask out of your, tit, you know.
I started...
It's a fun bit, though.
Yeah.
She was amazing. Literally.
That's the problem is
one
it
of the
usually
funniest.
Works every time. And if it's not working, then there's a problem.
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I started in like 2002. I started working here, and I remember sitting and watching the show on my off night because I was so excited to be working here. I'm like, oh, this is so great. I can watch as much comedy as I want. And I sat in the room for an hour and a half, and I'm like, I think comedy might be the worst thing that ever happened.
I should probably go back to school.
I didn't have enough perspective on like, oh, this isn't a representation of comedy. This is a dying fucking animal.
Like, when did it do the switch then? When did it get, like, fucking packed like this again?
We got rid of Tommy. There was
Tommy the talent coordinator started... he started at least getting rid of the dinosaurs who weren't still trying.
He did that.
There were still a few years where some of the older people were there, but they were the ones who were at least writing regularly.
Yes.
And so it was like, they're doing new bits, and, you know, the crowds are... Typically, comedy crowds are
80s.
Younger. Yeah.
That kind of thing.
And then he got fired, and then Adam started. And then Adam did this crazy thing where he was like, hey, what if we had popular, well-known comedians perform here?
Uh-huh.
And he started.
That worked.
Yeah.
Adam, what are you talking about, man?
It turns out that crowds would rather see David Spade.
Isn't that crazy?
Than...
Joe Rogan. He got Joe Rogan to come back.
He brought Rogan back. Tommy had banned Joe Rogan for fighting with Mencia.
Time out. You can't give that to Tommy. He didn't have that power.
He did. Listen.
Him and Pauly did it
together. Oh, that's true. Pauly was in on it. I forgot.
Yes.
That, I think it's pretty badass getting banned from a club, though. I would.
Oh, my God. Well, Mitzi used to ban everybody. Dice was banned from here at least 30 times, 40 times, at the height of his career, by the way.
But he's got back in.
She's so dead.
It's not really
now.
Not a real band, though.
No. But it took him a long time
and,
to get back in.
Oh, okay.
And they would call it a banning. It wasn't people were like, I got banned. Like, I got banned for 2 weeks once because I was insulting Jimmy and Joey, and one of them spit in my face. And so I dumped my beer on them, and then they were like,
you have to go away
for a while. I'm like, what? They're this terrible.
Oh, what a life you didn't lead.
Yeah. I know. I feel so young and fresh.
Right. You're like, this is awesome.
I'm like, I'm learning.
It's not just my chin. This is great.
Yeah, there was a lot of really tough years.
Now I'm
going to
get that done. They were a duo, which was
they were real
part
brothers.
Of Mitzi's favorite thing to do.
Because she liked the variety. So we have a duo. The Sklars were not around enough, I guess. So they
were new. Yeah. They were coming in. They didn't come in until... They came in, but then they started working quick, too.
So they had the ESPN show and stuff. Mm-hmm. So Jimmy and Joey were terrible, and they literally did, like, these internet jokes. Would be like, why don't Italians like Jehovah's Witnesses? No witnesses. Yeah.
And repeat on repeat.
Yeah.
What would people
like? Like Chris Rock, but not funny.
Really.
Okay.
It was awkward. Mitzi passed me. I was 21, and I remember being like, this lady just still gets it, no matter what. It's unbelievable that she saw.
Jesus, he's so funny.
And I had I probably had. Two to 3 minutes of B material, and that was as good as it got. But this lady, crazy enough, was like, oh, he's good. And I'm like, oh, she gets it, plain and simple. And then like 3 months later, she passed Jimmy and Joey, and I'm like, this dumb fucking idiot. What is she thinking? She's completely lost it in 2 months.
She has dementia. Enjoy it.
Who passed you?
Nobody. I passed myself.
That's probably true.
That's
she ran shit. When I got here, she was the head waitress, but she basically ran shit.
But I wasn't a comic.
No.
I worked here for 12 years and then left for a year and came back as a comic because if people were looking for a cutout of psychotic behavior, here it is.
We said, we already got someone.
Yeah. We got
put her up.
We got it. But no, Tommy, technically. I mean, I showcased for Mitzi. She came in once. Then the next two were on video. So he was like, well, I played it for Mitzi. Okay.
Yeah.
She really liked it. I was like, did she?
I'm a
Mitzi.
Good mimic. I just acted out your act for Mitzi. Tommy was a special.
You do know
breed.
I was her assistant for 5 years. I know. I'm very close with her.
I'm learning so much.
But it was just, I'm saying, like, he would make things up, you know, to
constantly.
Tell people.
Every time you talk to him, he'd be like, well, I talked to Mitzi about you today. I'm like, really? Why? Well, she was saying the kid from Kansas. I'm like, she didn't say that. But we all just had to put
Everybody
up with this bullshit
it.
For, like,
okay.
years. At
See
first,
how lucky
I think people
you are?
Believed it.
I am.
And then people were like, this dude's full of shit. But then you just had to take it because he was the talent coordinator. And it wasn't until Holtzman fucking went off on him.
Oh, yeah.
When he was like, well, Mitzi said we need to challenge you. He's like, you didn't talk to Mitzi. He just like went off on him. I was at her house. I went to her house today. She doesn't know who you are. We're all just like, a true hero.
A true hero.
A true hero. I know he was at the house because I was with him.
I just remember we're all standing as close to the cover booth as we can. Like,
listen.
And Tommy would always just back, well, okay, you're right. You're right, okay.
He really had this, like, wild about, like, he would come up to people and just, like, you know, stroke your ego. Like, this comic, I don't know if you know this guy, Freddie Soto, he passed away in 2005. But, like, he would literally be driving somewhere during the day, and he's like, let's call Tommy because I need my ego boost. Well, Freddie, you know, Mitzi loves you.
Yeah.
Not a lot of guys are as funny as you, Freddie. And you're Mexican. Yeah. Okay.
Whoa.
Okay. Wait, what? All that's right. Weird. That was a Freddie'd be like, yes, I am.
He'd make the strangest
comparisons.
Like,
we would die laughing on speakerphone just listening to this shit.
Rick, you're exactly like Eric Clapton. Like, you're an open channel. You don't have to do the music. You just play what you want. I'm like, I'm pretty sure Eric Clapton has a lot of songs.
Yeah.
I don't think he's
not
just
improvised songs. These are written jams that he's been doing for years.
Some of the most famous songs.
It's pretty brilliant. Like, an open channel. That's terrific. Yeah, you would have loved him because he would have just fed you full of shit.
I had this.
I would have liked that.
You wouldn't have known it was shit.
You would have been
later,
smart enough to
be
like,
funny.
Oh, this dude's just a fucking asshole. I had met this agent. And from CAA.
Oh,
and
brilliant.
The guy's like, I'm going to come watch you or something. I'm like, all right, cool. And he called the comedy store to see if I was on the lineup. And Tommy answered. And I was like, well, why do you want to see him? And he goes, oh, well, you know, I'm from CAA and we're going to come in. Well, you better sign him before he kills himself. And then went on this whole rant about how I was going to kill myself because I was so depressed.
Oh, my God.
And then, strangely, the guy never came to watch me.
Oh, my God.
That's so weird.
So he might have ruined your career.
It's 100%. Possible.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I ate shit after following you the other day. My fucking acting agent came out for the first time to see me, and it's like the worst that I've had in a long time. And then after, I was like, hey, I'm not normally like that. Like, I was just really bad today. And he's like, no, it wasn't that bad. I was like, no, usually. And then I like was like backpedaling, and I'm like, I might lose my agent because of you now. It's a whole circle.
I saw like the first 2 minutes of your set and it was fucking hysterical.
No, it wasn't. Maybe
you came out and you started yelling at, where are the young boys?
No, that set I did well. There's a set
that was
after
a different
you.
One.
That was a different set. That set I did well.
Yeah, that shit was
no,
so funny.
That one was good.
Yeah.
No. The last
no
one
was came
great.
To that show of importance. They waited to the following.
Nobody ever comes to a show that you kill at. You invite 100%. Whoever the fuck you want and it's like, I'm doing a show in April. I'm doing an hour and I'm like, my manager wants to invite up an industry. I'm going to eat shit. I know I am. I'm going to eat fucking my own ass.
Just own it.
Fucking,
just own it. Be like, look, you guys came here. You fucking jinxed it. You're going to have to.
It's going to happen.
You got to blame them.
I'm going to have to blame them.
Well, did,
maybe if there weren't a bunch of fucking Hollywood frauds in this room right now.
Did they get you a lot of auditions? Your theatrical agent?
Yeah, but they're like,
I was gonna say, well, drop them then. Say, hey, look.
No. They are good.
I can't know that you knew you saw me do that, so I gotta let you go. I'll get something else.
Yeah, I mean, right after that one audition, I got one to play a slimy lawyer.
Nah.
But it was like three lines. I was like, oh, I've really gone down to three lines now. That set's ruined me.
Don't give her more than three lines.
I saw the comedy store.
She honestly had four pretty good lines, but three of them were definitely solid.
This is an under five player.
Yeah.
God damn it. I had a call back today for a pirate, and then last second.
I thought you were going to say pilot.
No. Hey. Pirate. Okay. Pirate. And then last second, they went, no, they don't want to see you anymore.
Ouch.
That's so pathetic.
Wait a minute.
And my line was, walk the blank. And then I was like, I guess it was too piratey. I don't know. I was too good. Listen, I was too convincing of a pirate.
I don't. You had a we're not looking for a standard cliche pirate. Could you do it in a Latina accent? Is it possible
Latinx.
That maybe you do it?
You got a Latinx accent.
Can you do it gender neutral? Is that? What does that mean?
That's my commercial agent. He sent me an audition today that I declined. Then we got in a bit of an argument. It was for a woman in her 40s, plus size woman in her 40s. I'm like, I'm going to have to stop you there.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
I saw your Twitter.
Yeah,
I saw
fuck
that
me
I
in
was
the ass.
Dying.
I'm like, are you kidding me? What the fuck? I'm like size 10 to 12. Is that plus now?
They're
suck
so
my ass.
Sick.
We're
going to
need
LA?
You. We're going to need you older and fatter for this one. Is that
I'm
possible?
I'm plus in LA.
You're not plus.
In LA. Everywhere in the world,
listen,
I'm telling you,
my
LA
auditions,
is the worst.
My auditions that I would get for commercial auditions would typically say something like, normal looking man, not model types, someone that you can laugh at and with. And I'd be like, I'd get there and it'd be like me and fucking, what's his name? The dude who's on America's Got Talent.
No, I'm not good with this.
Know. Yeah, but
Howie Mandel.
Yeah, that's it. It's me and Howie.
I like that you know the big players.
That's it. I know. Yeah. I know nothing.
You don't Berner.
Berner.
Jeffrey Berner.
No, not Jeffrey Berner.
No, that was the guy.
One
that's
we had
the 70s
took his
hair.
Off.
Oh, yeah. I'm like,
sorry.
I
get it.
I thought you were talking about the audition. I'm like, that's not what it was.
You're like, I've never heard the name in
my
life.
Mind works.
Yeah. You figured it out. I forgot the Berner got passed.
Yes,
that's
remember he stripped in the chair, little fucker.
What I like about
this chair.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
It was a different.
It was a different
we had a different
setup
then.
Okay,
it
okay.
was in the old times.
Mm-hmm. He was
three
like in the corner,
stools.
Just taking his clothes off like a dick.
He.
Anyway,
he
go
posts
ahead.
The same photo on Instagram every week. It's just like a kind of blurry photo of him with like a ceiling fan in the
yes,
background.
Yes, 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 yes. He is funny. He was just being.
He's very
crazy.
Weird.
Okay. He's very odd, quirky, if you will.
Like
but AGT, was it Blue? Josh Blue?
Wasn't
he America's Got
no,
Talent?
No, that was Last Comic Standing.
Oh, no, I think he did AGT
what's his
as
name?
Well.
Hooper.
Alex Hooper.
Yeah.
Alex Hooper.
Yes.
Very
right.
funny.
Yes, 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 yes.
But yes, I get it.
That's
somebody
who
you can laugh with.
You're like,
and
oh.
at.
He's got like crazy clown hair.
And you're like, yeah, that's. Yeah, yeah.
This
he
is
always
me?
Wears a cape.
Yeah, you're like that's.
But the best looking I've ever felt in my life was every audition I've ever been on because of the category I'm apparently in. It's always mean, like 45 carrot tops, but like ugly carrot tops.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
carrot top is ugly.
I know.
Skin out to be hot?
No, but he's not hot. But these
he's
people
got
are.
Tattooed makeup.
They're
he's
an uglier version of that ugly monster.
Did you see his penis when it came out on Instagram?
Hold
no.
on a second.
Oh, he dropped full dong on the gram and.
Wow.
Honestly, pretty big.
Pretty impressive.
Honestly, pretty. Still, there's also eyeliner tattooed around us. So
that
was
strange. Makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
got eyelashes.
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. Wait
a
second.
Is that winking?
Yes. It was doing something. He knew it came out. He was wearing loose jogging shorts, and it came out.
Oh,
and
he was
people,
doing the gray sweatpant thing?
It was like short running shorts, and he did like he put his leg up and doing some weird bit, and then it flopped. It just like,
whoa.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Checkmate, yeah, he, carrot top.
He's a workout guy.
Yeah, well, that thing needed to do some working out.
Wow.
Get some abs on that
wow.
thing. It a bit
you heard it here first, guys. Carrot top has a great
out.
Penis.
No.
We'll
no.
be back.
What big, I said. Didn't say great. Large, not great.
Large. Okay, what?
Large.
So
I would
large
say, like,
isn't great?
That sells better than a lot of people.
I thought
no,
they
no,
go
no.
hand in hand, large and great.
No,
you're
like
divulging
a,
too much personal
you're right,
information.
You're right.
Like a Goodwill sweater that was too worn out. You know, it isn't like, you know, you roll the sleeves up too many times and the bottom's
yeah.
all loose.
Yeah, yeah, sure. It's all
ooh,
frayed.
Yeah.
Was that
it.
Just his red hair?
Ooh, I don't know what. It was like, I saw too much. It haunted me.
Wow.
I got to find this. You think it's still up
it
there?
It probably is somewhere. Yeah,
you could probably Google it. Someone saved it.
It's on Reddit. Some sick pig is looking at it right now.
Is there a worse website in the world than Reddit? Honestly,
100% no.
Just the biggest losers that ever fucking lived on.
I don't get it. I
who
it's
runs
too many,
it?
Too much writing. It
who
is many sense. I don't know what you're looking at. I can't.
Yeah, I don't know. I first found out about it because a buddy of mine's girlfriend started posting that he was mentally abusing her, and
okay.
we were all like
to Reddit.
Yeah, and we were all like, that's so weird because she was 100% psychotic, and like we'd all witness her like fucking going ballistic. And we're like, whoa, this chick's nuts. So then he's like, yeah, these people are threatening me because I guess she got on Reddit and started saying all this shit and just all these weirdos started coming out. So one day he calls me. He's like, hey, can you come over here? Because she's moving out with these people that Reddit
oh,
introduced her to. And I got there and it was like full Dungeons and Dragons crew. There was like four dudes, all looked like wizards.
Wow.
And they were like, "We're here to save you." I'm just like, "Cool." And
I go, or kidnap.
I go, "Why am I here?"
Kid dice on the lawn. Kid your poison. And you're like, I need to leave right now.
Yeah,
that's frightening.
It was weird. And so that was my first Reddit experience. Then since then.
So wait, they're a gang? Like they come out? I thought it was just somebody with a keyboard.
It's a bunch of weirdos and they get threads going about bizarre things.
Yeah.
And every once in a while someone will send me something like, "Hey, you're tagged in this."
Oh.
And
I'll
click on it and it'll be like a photo from 1890 of some guy on a bicycle who looks exactly like me. And I'm like, "Wow, that actually does look like me. This is..." And then but it would be like, "Hey, is that Rick Ingram?" And then there's like probably 400 comments like, "Who the fuck is Rick Ingram?" I'm like, "Well, who is this for?"
That makes you feel good. Yeah.
Like,
I don't know what
this?
I'm more upset about, the comments or the picture. I don't know where to get angry.
I'm looking
here
at the picture of the person who posted it. I'm just like, "Who the fuck is this? What does this guy know?"
You're
who
like,
I am?
"Yeah, who the fuck is Rick Ingram?"
I didn't know what Reddit was. Like, I'd never heard of it. And we did, when TikTok first came out, we put a video, Dice and I put a video on there. Well, he did it. And it was him and I arguing, like that's what we do in our videos on the road. And I punch the door and yell at him, and then I walk away. But he slams the door. And then they put it up and they were like, "See, women are abusive." And I was like, "Wait, what?"
No.
And he like, Dice's girlfriend kicked him out. And I was like, "One, I'm not his girlfriend. Two, I was on the outside. You could see the maid's cart behind me, you fucking idiot." Like, but I had to figure out who Reddit was or what Reddit was to find the article.
I prefer to refer to Reddit as a person.
Now that I know they come
Reddit
out to help.
It's his personal blog.
Two R's.
Yeah.
Well, now that I know they come out
nothing
to help
creepier
you
than
move.
Two R Garys.
When I'm going to tell them I was abused and ask them to come help me
move.
People will
literally show up and they'll be like, "You get 3 months." And then there'll be a bunch of other losers who are like, "Be careful with her." And it's like, who, so now there's counter losers? What the fuck is wrong with these people?
There's a lot of crazies out there.
Yeah. I know. We're a lot of them, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Always be ready to out crazy. That's really
good. We have our connection as we all did the Bill Burr thing together. Were you guys on the same episode? No.
No.
Were you guys on the same night?
No.
No.
How many nights were there?
We were all.
There was two nights.
I think you and I did one night together, our night together.
It was an early and late show, right?
It
was one show.
It's two separate nights.
I'm delirious. I embarrassed myself that night really badly. I was really nervous.
Why?
It was my first American like TV debut, so I was like, I put a lot of pressure on myself. And I was like, freaking.
It was, yeah.
I was like so nervous.
It's my only TV debut, so.
He's not lying.
That's alarming. I'm like, can't follow this man. He's just, this is what you do. You're great, is what I'm trying to say.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
I was outside pacing. I get you. I was outside pacing, and I was like fucking, like losing my fucking mind. And I see this man approach me outside, cause downtown. Downtown.
Yeah.
I see this guy walking up. He goes, "You're right." I go, "Can I fucking help you, man?" And then Bill takes his hat off. He goes, "It's me, Bill." And I go, "Oh, I thought you were homeless." He's like, "What?" And I'm like, "He's like, you thought I was homeless?" I was like, "Yeah, I thought you look homeless right now." He's like, "I look homeless right now." I'm like, "Oh my God, stop!" And I just kept like, I buried myself so badly. It was like, first of all, I was like, "What the fuck do you want?" Then I'm like, "You're a homeless man." And Bill was just like, "Who is this psychopath?" First of all, he's calling me homeless. Anyways, he was super nice about it. But then I was like, "Why did I just say that to Bill?" I was like so mortified.
Did that make your interview?
No, because I think we did the interview beforehand.
Yeah, the day before.
Yeah.
Oh, and so then, you already sat with him and talked to him,
yes.
And then
you just didn't recognize
wild
him.
Story too. I didn't at all, and I was like, he was so far away. He's wearing a really large, strange wool sweater, and I was like, "What is like?" It was very odd, the whole thing. And he came from like the alleyway. I'm like, "There's a front door. Like, why are you? Where are you coming from?" It was very That show is a lot, though. That's the first time I ever fucked up a joke on a taping, and then had to retake it back.
Oh, you did?
Uh huh. Oh yeah, I was so nervous. I flubbed something so bad. I'm like, and then I got pissed. I'm like, no. I'm doing it again, and then I retook it.
Good for you.
Yeah, because I was
like, because I think Josh Adam Myers went on after me, and when he started, he either messed something up. I wasn't paying attention because I was still like a little bit in my head, like, "Did I do that? Did I do?" You know, and I remember Josh saying, "All right, stop," and Bill was like, he went back, he brought him back out, and they reintroduced him. What's his name? Who was doing
Jay
it?
Larson.
Jay Larson.
Yeah.
So it, but he redid it, and then he crushed. And he was the only one I remember doing that. And I was like, fuck yeah. Like,
I mean,
that's how you do it.
Literally,
if it's a taping.
Yeah.
and you can take that moment. Like I would have been like, oh, I'm too much of an idiot to I fucked up.
I was positive that I was like, you know what, at least I'm gonna start getting road work out of this, you know, little television bump. And then my episode aired 3 weeks into the pandemic, and I'm like, this motherfucker. I did this.
January.
My professional luck made this pandemic happen.
It was fucked that like we, because I was like, I'm like, this
right
is going to help
there.
Yeah,
for sure.
Same.
And then it.
There was no comedy in the world. No. Like, oh, Rick's comedy's coming out? I took it so personal.
It was fucked. I turned to fucking TikTok in the pandemic. I'm like, I have to do something. And I was like, and then that.
You have some great videos on there.
It's,
how do you.
No.
What?
No, I don't. They're
I
so
saw
stupid.
A couple funny ones.
No, it's, but now people think I'm this woman named Marcy. Like,
right.
I've done this
you
character.
You were in the mid, what am I, Middle East.
Oh,
shit.
Oh yeah, I was in Dubai.
I was
in Dubai bombing
fuck?
My dick off at every stand-up show I did. I have bombed really bad.
Who,
turns out
who's going to
bomb.
Comedy shows in
people who don't
Dubai.
Like women. Yeah. People don't like women who do the jokes I do in Dubai.
You should
that labia joke probably kills over there.
You should have brought a gentleman out with you and have him tell the audience that he has asked you to do this comedy, and then they'd be she's like, listening. She's listening to her man. And then it would have been a crush festival.
And then they would have loved it. No, it was bad. But this character Marcy, which is just me, but more butch, and people are like, think it's real. And I've had people come to shows now and be like, where's Marcy? I'm like, I'm Marcy. There's no Marcy. I've been doing stand-up for 20 years, and now they think I'm this butch woman. And I'm like, and it's so dumb. It's me just being like, I don't want a small man. They're like, oh my, it's crazy. I'm losing my mind. I've lost it now. I literally had a woman say she drove 3 hours in Austin to come see me, and she's like, I came to see Marcy. I'm like, you didn't look at a single other video? No. What do you use to watch one video? And went, yes, that woman.
This,
like,
I'm going to go see Marcy.
I want to go see him.
This is,
I mean, Marcy.
The same thing happened to Jim Varney with the Ernest character.
No, I'm that's
like, you're headed down the Larry the Cable Guy path. You're
going
to have to just buy into it.
Wait a minute. Did that really happen with Ernest?
Yeah, Jim Varney.
Jim Varney.
Yeah, because he—I
don't know.
He was allegedly a great comic. I've never seen his comedy, but Harris Pete used to always say, "Jim Varney's the funniest comic that ever lived." Period. And you're like,
he was for sure better than
Pryor and Carlin. Period. I finished the sentence already. You're like, oh, all right. Okay. Well, but yeah. So he was like beloved. He was like a comics comic, but then he did this stupid fucking character, and I think it started as like a car commercial or something.
Maybe.
A plumbing commercial. It was like a commercial character.
I don't know if I've ever seen any of the movies.
And then it became Ernest Goes to Camp, which was a smash hit.
Isn't he Canadian?
Is he?
Barney?
I made that up.
I don't know.
He
seems southern to me.
Like
Yeah, so then he got stuck and he ended up making like, you know, 75 Ernest movies. Most of them were straight to video.
Fuck.
Ernest went to Africa, amongst other.
So
Ernest was in Dubai. And he was me.
Marcy goes to Dubai.
Yeah.
Marcy,
let's get it. Oh, I don't see why not. Let's just keep this character going.
I can't. I've made a huge mistake.
Isn't it great though? Like being able to like have a good reason to hate yourself. That's something
I have enough reasons.
I live for.
This is adding extra. The worst thing too was I made my dad film the first video, and as he's filming, he's like, "What is this? Do people find this funny? This sucks." And then the next morning, he was like,
"Ernest Goes to Africa."
Oh my god!
And Africa will never be the same.
So wait, I want to hear like one of his jokes. Like, what would he even joke about? I can't even picture him doing stand-up. I didn't know he did stand up.
Yeah,
I had no clue.
He was a regular here.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know he was a comic until I came here. And I saw there was a large picture of him on the back stairwell as you go up to like the offices.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is that Jim Varney? And someone's like, oh, yeah, he was a big Comedy Store guy.
You guys can't
see
this.
He is a doll.
But...
Oh yeah!
By the way, the audience can't see this, right?
Appalachian Zone.
Oh my god!
He said he's gonna edit it in.
Oh wow!
All right, let's see this. This is great.
Full name, smart.
Yeah.
Shafir.
Come out here and help Mama water the lawn.
Eat your fucking heart out, George Carlin. You could never do this.
One guy
what, loving it. I know Elrod. The worst thing I've ever seen. I'm starting to think. I bet he's going to be wacky.
It's going to be. Yeah, oh, here it goes.
Uh-oh. He's an idiot, you see.
Is he scratching his back?
That's how they are there. Are you fucking Bane? That's, why wouldn't she be?
Period.
Period. Is Zorro better than Robin Williams. Better than Pryor. What time is it? It's still going.
Wild.
You're gonna
Can you imagine how famous we'd all be if we were alive to do comedy in 78?
Literally.
This is like going to wake
I'm
Mitzi
from Kansas,
up.
And it's crazy because people there are dumb. What's he doing there with his arms?
Pause. He's trying to pause it, I think. I don't know.
He can't do
Still
it.
Still going.
Can we pause it?
Unbelievable.
That's brutal.
Yeah, that, and I so think that was
guy,
enough.
So this guy thought that his Ernest character was beneath him. And he hated the millions of dollars he made after doing. Is that me? That might have been me before I got my hair cut.
You on Reddit? Yeah. That's the next Reddit.
Nah,
question.
It's him.
Oh my god!
Is it just me or is Jim Varney on the Grand Opry?
Oh, that's Jesus. Who that lady is, right?
I believe so.
The Grand Opry.
Opry.
That?
I don't
Opry.
Know, man.
Grand Old Opry?
Yeah.
Grand Old Opry.
I'm not into
She had the hat with
Nashville.
The tag on it.
Yeah. She's in her Sunday best, you see.
Right, right.
You see, she's in her Sunday best.
I just, you know.
Big wow. labia that woman has for sure.
I mean.
But it also has the same hat.
largest labia in the Appalachian Valley.
Appalachian Valley.
Yeah, I mean, he would have gotten canceled for this had he made Ernest Goes to Africa Now. Know
yes.
what I mean, Vern?
You know what I mean? Period or whatever.
Period.
Period.
Well.
That is so fun. And like Harris Pete was a door guy. I mean, he was a comic also, but he worked here as a doorman for so many years. He saw every single comic you can think of. And for him to say this is.
It was always shocking. Harris never had a nice thing to say about anybody.
Anybody.
Like you. Most of the time he was very, like he would just kind of He was standoffish, to say the least. Mm-hmm. So if I tried to talk to him, I'd be like, why am I going to waste my time talking to you? But every once in a while, I'd be like, hey, Harris, what was with this guy? And I just would ask him about headshots. Piece of trash. Like, well, yeah. As a comic, he was so-so. But as a person, he was garbage. I'd be like, okay. Good to know. And then had there been camera phones at the time, I could have easily filmed at least 100 different videos of that piece of shit. That would have been the name of the web series.
Right, 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 right.
It was just him one at a time. Everyone.
Yeah, but he didn't like so many people. Yeah. And then he came up with like Leno and Letterman. Like they were his peers. They were the guys coming up. And
they went on to host late night talk shows. And he continued to work the door here.
But
until
he did Ren and Stimpy. Wasn't he,
yeah, he was
one of the
Ren and
Stimpy.
Stimpy
characters?
Oh,
yeah.
One of the main ones?
Mm-hmm.
Ren or Stimpy?
He was not Ren or
no.
Stimpy.
Okay. He was, I'm sorry. But he did multiple
yeah,
characters
he did a couple
on
different.
There.
Snot that would come out
there. Wouldn't surprise
Probably.
Me.
yeah, and I mean, he was on Arsenio. I remember watching him do stand up late night.
He
you
used
know.
To blow up fireworks on stage here on New Year's Eve and set off the fire alarm.
He was a character. He was a Mitzi's misfit. You know, with Mitzi's, there's a lot of misfits. We're all misfits at the Comedy Store. I always say, Simone started that, I think, with the land of misfit toys.
We're a bunch of broken people. Who,
yeah.
No one's well.
Yeah, but
no one does comedy ever as
true,
well.
But the Comedy Store, a lot of characters, you're like, oh, I don't know this person. Yeah, because no other club would hire them.
Yeah.
You're like, well, I never heard of Brian Holtzman. No shit.
That's,
no
well,
shit.
Early when you're like, who's the guy who took his clothes off? I'm like, Jonathan Gosick? And I'm like, there's like
By
eight
the way,
people
there was
worldwide
a slew of people.
But Gosick was, he was a dude who was around
Hilarious.
When I showed up. He was funny, a little odd. And then one night he went on the road with Paulie, and I think someone slipped him acid or something.
Some shit, yeah.
But they were on a tour bus, and he started freaking out.
He was straight laced. He was pretty straight laced.
And he starts yelling about how Paulie's trying to sexually assault him. And like everyone else on the tour bus is just like, what the fuck's up with Goss? They're driving down the highway. He starts kicking the bus door open. And then before they can even stop, he just bails off the bus and runs off into the woods. And then I got a phone call like 2 in the morning. And I looked down, and I had just stopped going on the road with Paulie at this point. And he had asked me what's up with Gotik. And I'm like, yeah, he's a good dude. So my phone rings, and it's Paulie. And I look at him like, why is Paulie calling me in the middle of the night? And I answer, he's like, dude, what's up with your boy? I'm like, what? He's like, Gotik, man. What's up with him? I go, I don't know. What's going on? Dude, he just ran into the woods. And I'm like, what? No context. What do you mean?
He just woke up.
Yeah. I'm like, what are you talking about? Dude, he kicked the door open on the bus, and he got off before we even stopped. And I'm like, oh. So then it's like,
Paulie, where is he? Dude, we kept
he's
going.
He's in the woods, bro. I don't want to. So they.
I don't go in the woods, bro.
The bus driver, I believe they were using Limp Bizkit's tour bus. No joke. And the bus driver turned around and drove back to a rest stop because there was damage to the bus and he had to assess it or something. And when they got there, Gotik was just sitting on a picnic bench. It was like a mile and a half back.
Oh, my God.
And they pulled up and he was just like, oh, hey, guys. And they're like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, my God.
And so then he couldn't go on the tour any longer because the bus company wouldn't.
That's weird.
They wouldn't put insurance on it if he was on the bus.
What, like Limp Bizkit was sitting there fucking
twirling their thumbs?
Yeah. Whoa, we take care of this. Bus.
Calm down.
The
guys.
Guy with this
Don't
big
touch
black
any
fucking
yeah.
contacts. Whoa. I'm just having some light reading tonight. Can you keep
yeah.
going? The fuck?
And then Gosling, I never saw him again. He never
no,
came
he
back
quit.
Here either.
He quit comedy.
Really?
He
yeah. Just, yeah
and he was a funny dude, but he.
He was weird. Yeah. He was weird. He was like, he fit into that same category as like Duncan Trussell, where you're like,
yeah.
This dude is a little odd.
Mm-hmm. Do you know Trussell?
I just saw him for the first time the other day in the main room.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Nice. And you don't know him before that, like as a comic. Okay.
I'm really bad with that.
No,
I
that's
like
okay.
I don't know a lot. I try not to watch too much.
Listen, if someone doesn't
Smart.
Come here, if someone doesn't come here, I have no clue who they are.
Exactly.
Every time someone's like, hey, you know, like for years, people would be like, you know, Mark Norman? I'm like, I don't know who that is. And they'd be like, well, he's got stuff on YouTube. I'm like, I'm not going to watch comedy on YouTube.
No, I don't watch any comedy on YouTube.
I can do that. And now I've seen him enough that, you know, I know who he is, but it takes a long time for me to figure out who people are. And
yeah.
usually people just be like, have you seen so-and-so? I'm like, no. And then I just stopped paying attention because I don't need to know more people.
No.
It's like, what? No. Am I going to have to bring them up? Do I need to know anything about them? No, I don't care.
Right. I'm usually on other shows with people. Like, yes. I try to work other shows. That's how I meet people.
Ridiculous.
But
so do you only play here?
This is the only place that gives me spots.
100%.
I
mean, but he could do the Improv and Laugh Factory.
I send
it's
in my
avails
choice. To those places, and they have not given me a spot. The Improv gave me one spot in the last 3 years. And that's only because Eric Griffin wanted me on his show. Ugh. And then I got there and there was like 4 people in the audience. And it was the classic like, hey, it's usually pretty good, man, but just have fun mm-hmm. up there. And you're like, oh. But I don't
he did
get spots
Largo
anywhere.
Recently.
Okay,
I did,
there you go.
That's big time. I've never done that.
You should do my East Side show.
I don't know what
Virgil.
That is.
That's Virgil. Mm-hmm. I just, somebody else is doing a show there.
Yeah, me and my Daniel Webb, we co-host.
Oh, no, Mark Hayes. The Irish kid. He's doing a
Irish
show there
D'Elia.
On fire. Yeah.
Yeah.
Irish D'Elia.
Yeah. Chris O'Lea is what I've been calling him.
I'm telling him that he'll love that. He'll love that.
Virgil's a great spot.
He just asked me to do a show there. That's why.
Virgil in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Close to Silver Lake, yeah.
Virgil, yeah.
When you said that, I thought you meant the West Side Theater. You know, is that what it's called?
West Side Theater, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be on the West Side, not the East Side, Eleanor.
You said West, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, shit,
yeah.
You said East. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, I literally went right to that Santa Monica one.
I've been there twice in my life.
This is wild. I want to see how you would do on like an East Side like hipster show. You'd kill. They'd love you.
Yeah, the East Side, I don't
I don't know.
I don't know about that. That's a tough one.
Well,
Silver Lake.
Because they're sensitive. They're very sensitive mm-hmm. over there.
Which is perfect.
Yeah.
I'm the one person who has no problem with people being uptight because that is who we attack. And if everyone in the audience is that person, then we just
right
have a full-blown war.
There we go.
Then that's it.
Yeah.
That's
how it works.
It. Yeah, I mean, if someone invites me to do a show, I'll go do it. But there will never be a time in my life where I ask someone to be on a show.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I
normally never
do.
Unless I need to work something out. That's,
even then.
Yeah.
Like if I'm doing like a 5-minute.
I would rather.
Bill Burr, you didn't even ask people.
I
did. I asked everybody.
They said, hey, so you got to send us a tape of you doing the material you're going to do. And I'm like, you guys want me to do material? And they're like, yeah, you have to do bits. And so then I like spent like an hour being like, what bits should I do? And then I literally just got on YouTube and found an old video from the Comedy and Magic Club. And I just sent them that. And then they were like, yeah, that works. I'm like,
did you even do those jokes?
I hadn't done those jokes in probably
we went in
6 years. I
didn't
ended
we do
up
it
doing
in
some
the
of
OR
them.
And send it to them. Didn't we both make an audio clip? No, I remember doing the potluck here.
I sent him a clip, and then that Rachel, wasn't that her name?
Yeah.
Rachel sends me an email back, and she's like, how long ago is this? Because I look like I'm like, I look like I was like 22 years old. I was probably like 28 or something, but I'm just like, well, whatever. This is the only video I have. I'm not going to make someone record me. That's embarrassing.
We did just audio. I did just audio because I was like, I don't know how to edit things. And the only thing I have is a dirty tape from Showtime. So I just went and did.
This is
I was like,
I have no ability whatsoever to do anything involving
the internet.
We are the worst.
We are the worst with that.
I have a TikTok, but only because Sosis made one and puts up videos of me.
Are you killing on it?
I doubt it. I think there's probably like six people that watch it.
I didn't know that. I'll follow you. I think
I
have six followers.
I don't know.
Yeah, I have no
idea. You have real followers. I have like 20. I don't push it. I don't get
it. I don't
know
if they're all real. I mean, I have followers, but they're not real.
How many followers?
512,000.
See? That's a lot.
But they don't transfer over to anything else. They will not go to Instagram. And I'm like, go to Instagram. So you are stand up. And I'm like, no, I'm not.
Do they come to shows?
Some do, but if I force them to go on Instagram.
But then they want Marcy.
They want Marcy.
If they find
DM
you on
me, creepy guys will DM me, hey, Marcy, I saw your video. I'm like, first of all, my name's not Marcy at all. Yeah. I don't know why. And it's like really old. Like one guy had like a Confederate flag in the background. He's like,
hot.
I'll put you on my bid and I'll show you what's what. I'm like, yeah, you'll rape me. That's what you'll do.
Yeah,
I'll put Ohio in. That's
a felony.
He's like, that is in fact the implication I was putting out there. You're like, oh.
God's sakes.
See,
disguise
need to
it a little.
Yeah.
God.
I need
yeah,
more
please.
Weird people from Appalachia
sliding
in my DMs.
I don't get any. I mean, I get some. I get some like, I got a few dick pics recently.
Oh,
I was
really?
Very excited about that.
Congrats.
I never get them.
Were they
good?
See, I get Marcy. I don't get anything from me. They think I'm this butch woman. I have zero. I got a good dick pic in a while. I had one guy say, I loved your areola bit. And I was like, what areola bit? It's creepy for just to say just that, love the areola bit. I'm like, very specific.
I mean, possibly triple entendre on that. There's so
That's
many
amazing.
Possible meanings to that comment.
I've gotten people saying, oh, I love that bit you do about the cats. And I'm like, cats? I don't do bits. They're talking about Jody Miller. So that works out.
That's nice.
That works out.
That is nice.
Yeah.
I get a lot of, are you trans?
Oh, me too.
Like daily. And I had someone yesterday on TikTok be like, take out your nose ring. It looks fucking hideous on you. And I laughed for 45 minutes. Like, what a specific weird thing to just comment like three of my videos. Like, was so mad. Like, still in there, really. So I'm like,
very fuckable face, with the exception of the nose ring.
Like, oh. Had you not had that nose ring, I'd fuck your face.
Whoa. I think it was like a woman. I don't know. I get very weird comments on TikTok. A lot of mean.
But I think everybody
I didn't
is
know people
mean,
were mean
on
TikTok.
Oh, yeah,
now
yeah.
I'm getting
this is,
interested.
This is perfect for you because they
might
go.
Be my, I mean, when someone told me that Josh Nassar had a large following on TikTok, I go, never going to that stupid fucking pile of shit app ever in my life.
But did you hear? Okay, the Josh Nassar thing is funny because.
Wait a minute, Josh Nassar's funny?
No, something involving him.
I said he has such a big following, but he wasn't showing his face in any of the videos. So I would see his stuff on my For You page all the time, but I had no idea it was him because he would just pull up to a car and say something, whatever, and the person would laugh or whatever and pull away. But no one knew who he was. So he had,
perfect.
He had like 2 million followers, and it was just like this is a voice.
This, yeah.
So someone told him to put his face on it now. So I just weirdly saw one where it's just like, it's like his face, like, saying something really quickly, then it pans back to what the actual video is. It's pretty funny. Like,
is it
just
better without his face?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's just like unnatural now the way they put it, but like I get why I think people
he wants the notoriety of it.
Yeah,
sure,
of course.
They're like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, they hear his voice and they're like, I know that guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what
so fucking
piece
weird.
Of shit that dude is, though.
Do you not like, do you really
you not? Heard me. I hope you're watching right now, you pile of human trash.
Is this real?
Yeah, I don't care okay. for him. He's the one person that I refuse to interview on this podcast.
I did hear about the funny picture thing that happens.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They do love to move it or take it out.
We take it out. They take it out.
They. Use the right pronoun.
If you see him pull into the parking lot, it is mandatory that someone immediately grab his headshot and move it to a different location. Because he will say something about it.
Really funny.
They have tortured him. They, and this being maybe be even before you, he always got.
When I got here, he.
Did he pass before you?
No, but he ran
a
belly room
Friday
show.
Night.
So
I think.
When I started working here, there were two nights a week where there was a crowd in any audience. And that was Tuesdays, they had the black show
Fat
in the
Tuesday.
Main room, Fat Tuesday, and that was always packed. And then on Friday nights in the belly room, at one point it was Ahmed and Jay Davis that mm-hmm. ran it. Mm-hmm. And then at some point they moved to a different location and Josh Nasser took over. So when I started working here, Nasser was running this belly room show and it was always packed. And there'd
it
be
was
like,
pretty busy. He worked his ass off.
There'd be quasi-celebrities there. Like there'd be like two of the Backstreet Boys are there tonight. And this is 2002.
But the back
so.
Backstreet
yeah, yeah,
Boys.
Yeah, it was like AJ and Kevin. Yeah. You're like, ooh, why yeah. are they
which
here?
Which one?
It's exactly yeah. right. But there was a good crowd. And so sometimes I'd get to like go up first. Mm-hmm. Like before the host even went up, they'd be like, yeah, you can go up. And I'm like,
like what
right.
they do now for door people.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
But
okay. Yeah,
before,
yeah, yeah.
we didn't have that. They yeah. didn't have that. Oh, okay. No way.
But it was like the only,
go for that.
Yeah, it was the only shows I would do in the first year I was here where there was like a great crowd where I'm like, oh, this is what it's like to perform for human beings. But he was always such a, he'd always come down when I was working the back door and he'd be like, here's a list. Make sure you check everyone in on the list. Make sure, you know, that they're supposed to be up there. And I'd be like, I'm not fucking doing that. I was making $20 a night.
$25 a shift.
It was terrible. Like, it was completely illegal. But I was so excited to
we
work here.
We have demons
like,
here.
Yeah.
Mitt?
I'd be like, all right. Yeah, let's. Yeah, I'd love to work here for less than minimum wage. That's a great plan. And so I would never check, and he'd come down and be like, are you even looking at the list? And I'd be like, oh, no, I'm not. And then we'd go and tell the manager.
No, absolutely not. Did I say it was?
Yeah.
By the way, every door person we had at that point was the same way.
Yeah.
It was nobody different. It yeah. wasn't, okay. you know. Uh-huh.
Dean, the manager, would come back and be like, bro, you got to check the list, man. Like, I'm not checking the list. This is
it's
ridiculous.
It's never happening. It's, so we're not even.
Nasser would complain about me enough to where I'm just like, fuck this guy. And then I got passed and I didn't have to worry about. Like they
the
could
list.
Fire me,
yeah.
So I'm like, oh, they even if they fire me, I'm still a comic here. So then my confidence grew exponentially, and then it was like, you know what? Fuck that guy. He treats people like shit.
So he did. He was a little wild. Okay. He would be mean to my waitresses, yeah. and I would lose my shit, and I'd be like, look, I'll work your room. You talk to me like that, I'm gonna throw
yeah.
you out of this fucking mm-hmm. club.
He was acting like he packed out the Staples Center every
yeah.
night. And you'd be like, dude, there's 30 people. Is it packed? Yes, but it's yeah. 30 people. Like, what are you talking about? So then it got to the point where I was like, you know what? We should try and ruin this guy's life. And so every time he'd go on stage.
Big jump there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, quick. Maybe you were part of it now that I'm remembering it.
He would get his stage time would start at the end of his show. And then someone like Ari Shaffir or Steve Renazzisi or someone would come down and they'd be like, hey, Argus, is it time for the Josh Nasser roast? And then I would just, in full character, go upstairs and just walk into the room yelling in the middle of his
as
set.
As Argus Hamilton.
As Argus. And so Josh would be on stage doing whatever stupid bullshit he does that he thinks is comedy. And then I would go, hey, I'm here for the Josh Nasser roast. And then people would kind of laugh, and he would look mortified, and he'd be like, Let me finish my set. You can finish your set when the roast is over, bud. And then I would just go up and say horrible things about him.
So you just ruin his set every
yeah.
day.
Every day.
Every Friday. And then he would, he wants to belong so badly, he would like sit like down God. And just be like.
try to take
yeah.
it.
And then afterwards he'd be like, hey, could you let me do my set next time? And I'd be like, absolutely not, buddy. And then I would just go drink more because I was trying to slowly drink myself into a grave. And then that became the shtick. So.
Oh my God.
It's pretty awful. And no one was watching.
I was like, yeah, this sounds so mean.
And then this is why people have like fear of coming here. Because it was clicky, but also like I'll just never forget Josh. Like it felt like he was just surrounded by everyone and he was just screaming and having a nervous breakdown and yelling at everyone, getting it off his chest. Were you here for that? In the parking lot? It was tremendous. And I'm just looking at him, I'm like, I can't. We've
broken.
But he brought it on himself from being so mean to them.
I'm so scared.
Dude,
now. Usually
so
I'm
many
people. One that hates people. I'm like, oh God.
No, we
not you for now.
There was trust me. It starts with hatred. Okay. So there's
hatred
never a time where
love.
We're like, give them a chance. It's just immediately hatred and then you're like, all right, they're fine.
But when somebody's
that's rare.
When somebody's an asshole to everybody and
they would usually go after
the person. It wouldn't just be a random.
There was
no reason.
Yeah.
There would have to be. We're gonna fucking.
There's this other dude named Dusty something, this weird, squirrely looking ginger, and he would come up here. I guess he worked here at one point before I did, so he'd come back up here and he'd like try and make fun of comics. But I didn't know who this guy was, and obviously I'm making fun of people at that point. But I'm not okay with someone I don't know making fun of these people.
Yeah.
So then one day I'm like, what's this fucking guy's deal? And this guy named Caparillo is like, I used to work here. He's kind of annoying and blah, blah, blah. I go, do people like this guy? And he's like, no, not really. And I'm like, cool. And so then like 3 days later, he shows up and he starts doing something. I'm like, shut up, teabag.
Oh, teabag. That's it.
And he's like, why are you calling me that? I go, dude, I asked around. People said they call you teabag. And he's like, no one calls me teabag. I'd be like, shut up, teabag. So I just keep doing this one night. And then this guy who also worked here named Mark Hatchell is like hanging out. And Hatchell, best hair in the business.
Excuse me.
He's
like a supermodel.
He's like, why are you always fucking with that guy teabag? And I'm like, it's not even his nickname. I just said it and it upset him. So
such an asshole move.
So then he's here one night. He starts talking shit. And then I'm like, teabag, get the fuck out of here. And he's like, can I talk to you in the parking lot? I'm like, yeah, what do you want, man? And he's like, no one calls me teabag. Stop calling me teabag. I hate it. It's annoying.
I hate it.
Someone honestly told me that your nickname was teabag.
Sticks to it like a dick.
And he's like, well, no one calls me teabag, so stop it, all right? It's fucking pissing me off. I go, I get it, man. And then Hatchel walks around the corner and he goes, hey, teabag's here. And he's like, what is the teabag? And then he stormed off and I never saw him again.
Oh, never,
wow.
Ever.
Wow, yeah. You really are breaking people here.
That's what it's all about.
You're the bully, okay.
You got kind of. He's the American bully, if you will.
Yeah, I mean,
American bully.
Dusty.
Plug for the album there.
I got the original Jimmy of Jimmy and Joey, the duo we were talking about earlier.
They also hate.
The original Jimmy quit comedy after we, Danish and O'Neill and I, interrupted every set they did here for 2 years.
Oh my God.
And
I'm so glad I started now. This is, I'm like, oh, fuck.
We're like, oh my God, thank God. It's almost corporate there.
Every
like,
God.
They're
every
not
like,
allowed to do that now.
Every time I go, man, how have I not had any breaks? And I'm like, oh, I burned every bridge.
Every bridge. Just
that's
no,
right.
I will say if someone was a fucking, I have a long list.
Yeah.
I have a band list for my old show. I used to be on a show called Skits on Skid Row, a horrible show. And I started doing a band list. For no reason.
Skid Row?
Oh, it's a horrible show. Homeless people, one guy hated me. A homeless guy would call me a cunt every time out of his tat. He's like, the cunt's talking. I'm like, here we go. Bad show. So I would ban people. Whenever one thing. You do one thing to me once. There's no second chances. It's too much. That's
I agree.
It. So I'm like, if one thing, if like I met him like that and he was an asshole to me, I would have been.
Yeah. I'm a firm believer in true justice. And I also believe that I'm the only one who can hand it out. If I don't do it, no one will. So, yeah. When I used to smoke pot all the time, I was in charge of making sure that whenever the riffraff walked behind the building, I would just be like, are you supposed to fucking be here?
In our sacred ground, you know, like
and all
the sacred ground in the back.
Yeah.
And then, really, it's only supposed to be comics, comedy store comics.
Yeah.
And
for a while, then it would just be random people who hung out but weren't comics here. And it would just be annoying because I was smoking my pot with people. So I don't mind getting 5 or 6 people stoned, but then there's like 10 people and I don't know half of them. I'm like, time to clean the fucking house. And so I just be mean, tell
sweeper.
People, like, you're not welcome here. Nobody wants you here.
Oh,
and so then people would leave and everyone would be like, well, that was kind of mean. I'd be like, oh, did you guys want him to be here? And they'd be like, well, no, but
yeah, no, we didn't need.
Then they get, you're not supposed to just tell them that. I'm like, oh, I didn't know.
I thought that's what we were doing.
I think
doing.
I'm on the spectrum. I don't know if that's a thing yet.
He's wearing like a crossing bar badge. I'm the manager back here. You can't come back here.
Assistant like manager of the alley behind the comedy store.
Yeah, it needed to be done, to be quite honest. But then some of those people got famous, and you bring up, hey, how come you never perform at the Comedy Store? And then they get the shakes, and they just walk away.
And they're like,
hey, man, sorry. Sorry about that twitch.
Have you met that fucking prick?
Did that happen in the late 90s or early 2000s?
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
That's
the inmates were running the asylum.
Yeah.
Fuck.
100%. There was nobody. I was basically... Well, I'm not fully in charge, but I was
an open micer, and Ari Shafir and Dave Taylor and Steve Renazzisi were like, hey, we need a new doorman. Would you be interested in doing it? And in my mind, I'm literally like, checkmate. Guess who the biggest star in Hollywood's about to be? Not realizing that 19 years later, I would be hosting the Comedy Store podcast that no one on earth is listening to. And
that's not true. Well, people listen.
We got 30 or 40 listeners by now.
I think so.
Yeah, it was a weird time, and so I told him I was interested, and then fucking Eleanor came out, and she's like, so you want to work here? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, what's your name? And I was very clever as an open micer, so I went by Dick Ingram, because Dick is a funny name.
It is. Isn't honestly, it?
Hey, Jim Varney?
Penis.
It was you.
Yeah, it was you. That was your idol.
Dick's a funny name. But Eleanor quickly corrected me. She wasn't putting up with my bullshit. She was like, do people really call you that? And I go, I mean, they do here. And she's like, I'm not calling you that. I'm like, I go by Rick.
Full blown
or
cut.
Teabag.
Yeah,
I
will go by Teabag and I will not be upset about it. Teabag, listen, if you're listening, you are still not welcome here. I know it's been 12 years since we ruined your life. You've probably been dead for 8, but you're not welcome here.
Definitely dead, yeah.
No way that guy.
I mean, we had like so many misfits here, like Davey Wester. You know Davey Wester?
No.
Okay, so he's handicap-ish.
He's got cerebral palsy.
Right? Mm-hmm. So one time there was a comic, an outsider comic, who called him retarded.
Yeah.
And Katie Seabury.
By the way, the outsider comic was an open micer named Micah, and we... We coined his name Open Micah.
I was trying not to put his name out there.
His name was Micah James, and he was a total piece of shit. But we used to call him Open Micah.
You remember when we met his sister, and she was like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
My brother's an
asshole. Micah James? We were all like, yes. And she was like, he's the worst. We're like, thank God we can like you.
Well, our
wage. Micah goes, said something about, yeah, as long as they got fucking retards like you working here. And we're all just like, whoa. Because, you know, that's our guy.
Yeah.
And then when Katie Seabury came out of nowhere, she was like, he's our fucking retard. And she beat the shit out of
him. She punched him square in the face and just like laid him out. She goes, fuck you. Davey's our fucking retard. We're all just like, yeah.
And she was just a waitress who
she
beat him up. Liked to drink.
She's still known.
401 Katie.
In our hearts forever
that's
as
so
drunk
funny.
Katie. Every
so
time
funny.
Someone's like, remember drunk Katie? I'm like, you don't forget drunk Katie.
Nobody forgets drunk Katie.
I saw her getting fucked in the bathroom twice here.
And then while she was getting fucked, she goes, you're not going to shut the fucking
shut
door?
Shut the fucking door.
I like drunk Katie.
Yeah.
Amazing.
She's one of the best human beings ever.
Oh, my God.
Like, truly a good human, but just the most intoxicated female I've ever seen, and from Boston. So those two just...
Yeah, that's a compliment.
They just
riled
go
up.
Hand in hand and beautifully together.
Beautifully together.
That hey, might be fucking country.
Is your Epic special still running? I mean...
Is Epic still a thing?
After my set, no.
They closed it down?
Yeah, they had to close down the entire business.
I love Epics. I'm kidding. Honestly,
no,
one of the
I will
best
say,
channels
Chris
out there.
Albrecht run Epics. Do you know who Chris Albrecht
I have no
is?
Idea.
Okay,
no,
he might be the head of that because he was putting comedy on there. He put The Sopranos on HBO.
Okay,
what a
I will say
loser.
It's called Unprotected.
Oh, you don't
it's
like
it's
The
good,
Sopranos?
It's a good thing.
We've talked about this before. So The Sopranos is a
oh,
pile of garbage
my
show.
God, he doesn't like Rocky.
I've never
I can't.
Seen The Sopranos.
Maybe you want
to. You're Canadian, I get it.
Maybe
no,
you want to see a
no
show
sense.
About Italians because we're fucking Italians on the East Coast over here. as every character.
Then I don't want to see it.
That's not real.
It's James Gandolfini.
It's so phenomenal.
Who is amazing.
It's uncomfortable.
He's literally amazing. I'm watching just like, this is a fucking clinic of acting.
Yeah.
And then every other character is like, goo, 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 goo. And you're like,
that's not true. The mother was phenomenal.
Here?
Edie Falco's fucking brilliant.
I don't recognize
Edie,
the women.
Oh my God. My brother-in-law watches and he goes,
I focus on the terrible men.
Literally, shout out to my brother-in-law, Gus. He watches The Sopranos and he mutes it when the women come on because they get on his nerves.
One of the guys is the dude from Bruce Springsteen's band.
Yes.
And he's like the worst actor of all time.
No, but that's it's so perfect. You don't even know it because you're not familiar with the people.
I agree.
Come to South Philly and you'll be like, oh my God, if Sopranos is brilliant.
If people in South Philly are like The Sopranos, I'm not coming there.
Please come there.
What you
just because we got a Cadillac with your name on it.
I can't do it.
How about Rocky? Do you like Rocky?
Yeah, I like Rocky.
You don't like Rocky?
It's a trash movie with a trash
I've
actor.
I've seen it once. It's fine.
Whoa.
That, see,
what
I can put up. I can deal with that.
I watched the same thing over and over. I don't know what to tell you. I've watched Arrested Development probably 15 times
That's
through.
That's excellent. I like Arrested Development.
I'm watching Law & Order SVU right now. I have issues. I just watched.
I can watch those, but then I'm like, all right, now I want to kill somebody.
Oh, no, it's depressing. Yeah, it's really. I was just watching one before I came here.
I'll freak out. I start getting, and I'm like, all right. Or I'll go to the grocery store late night. And I'm like, I'm going to get raped by that guy. And I'm like, will I enjoy it or will
I'm
I not?
I'm
like,
not
how lonely
well.
Am I? Like, you got to ask.
I'm not sleeping well.
I spent most of my formative years watching Unsolved Mysteries reruns and then laying in bed being like, tonight's the night I die. And just hear Robert Stack fucking.
Really?
And Rick Ingram was never seen again. Again. Terrifying.
That's amazing. I like that. Mm-hmm. So those are your favorite?
No, well, Arrested Development is my hands-on favorite, and I watch a lot of It's Always Sunny. I watch the same like sitcoms over and over.
I can't watch it. That's one show
Which
that
one?
A
it's
lot
always
of people
sunny?
Are like, it's a great show, and like I want every character on that show to die.
That's the
Rick,
best part. You hate it too.
I just don't get it. I've watched two episodes.
And I'm
so
from Philadelphia. They're from the suburbs.
Yeah,
I'm from South Philly.
I just can't deal with them.
It is a little different.
They're horrible.
The little annoying squirrely guy from that show, they put him in movies for a little while. All those movies.
The voice,
terrible
the high pitch.
Charlie Day.
Yeah,
I'm like this.
You can't.
And sometimes he's funny.
And knock off Eleanor on that show, she's trash too. Whatever that lady's name
I like her though, but I just can't get into It's Always Sunny.
Yeah.
It's hard to watch a lot in a row because it is really negative and they are really awful. But
something,
that's what's so
good something's
about it,
off.
So
and maybe
fucked.
It is good. And also, I watched it when I was at a really low point in my life, and I was with a friend who was going through a horrible thing.
That's
so
not it.
Because my mom,
I've been peaking my whole life, and I didn't enjoy it. So
my mom watched. She was getting my dad and her were separating, and she was just. Low, whatever, 10 kids. Now she's a single mother with 10 kids, right? Her best friend took her to see Young Frankenstein.
Classic.
Brilliant. Excellent movie.
Yeah.
My mom was like, this isn't funny. And then she had to rewatch it like 10 years later. She goes, oh my God, this is hilarious. But it had to be her,
yes,
obviously.
She wasn't
getting that
sweet D anymore.
Yeah.
How dare you?
When a lady's,
my mother had sex 10 times. She
when
told
a lady's
me.
Not getting the man juice.
Has she told you that? No.
Yeah. She had 10 kids. She had sex 10 times.
And then that's it.
And I'm like, Mom, you had a miscarriage once. She goes, 11.
Yeah,
I had sex 11 times.
The rest of it, she considers fucking.
Sorry to
all the Kerrigan brothers out there. I didn't mean to joke about your
that's
mother.
Who
they are
going to
fuck
her.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Three of our 30 listeners are her brothers.
And they DM Rick.
And they'll be like, really funny joke about Eleanor on the last episode. And I'm like, it was all good fun, guys.
Yeah, yeah. So come on down to South Philly, Rick.
She's
we
literally
got some sawed-off bats
you
for you.
All of them. Every time someone will be like, what's Eleanor's brother's name? I'm like, just remember the fucking Matt Damon in Good Will Hunting. Jimmy, Johnny, Mackie, Brian, Tommy.
It's close. It's Tommy, Jimmy, Johnny, Billy, Bobby.
Wow.
Charlie.
Wow. Charlie.
Wow.
Charlie.
Yeah. It's like an all-American.
I know. there was one question I started asking people, but I don't know if we did this to Ari, but what if comedy was gone? What would you do?
Oh, fuck me.
You heard it here, folks.
The
fuck
adult
her.
Film industry. Solo stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just
labias straight. Are us.
Yeah, that's it.
Labia.
Just two googly eyes on that thing, and I'll have a fucking... No, I always... My mom is a Highland dancing teacher.
I'm sorry?
Scottish dancing.
With,
I did
that's
it my
like
whole
river
life.
River dance?
I did it my whole life. Very strange. Yeah, kilt and bagpipes. And my mom, when I was growing up, I would help her teach, and I taught some of her younger kids.
Wow.
Pretty good at it. So I think if I had
is it the same
a dancing bat.
Flaily legs?
Bat. Yeah, yeah, but it's turned out. So river dance is all turned in. And
oh, you guys are pigeon-toed?
No, we're all...
Oh, pigeons in.
Pigeons in, out. So it's everything's turned out, and it's like, it's very, you jump a lot, and we use arms. I'm not going to do it. But it's...
Oh, please
look,
flail
around. I got to get drunk Katie to do whatever it is.
I'll
fucking show them how to do it. Fucking Irish know how to do it.
I'd maybe do that. I don't know. If I had like right now just to fucking do something, yeah. I knew I would be able to maybe do that, but I don't want to do that.
No.
If I couldn't do comedy, I think I would. The only other thing I could do is just try and ruin other people's comedy careers.
Obviously.
I assume.
But wait, comedy's gone.
Yeah.
I think comedy's gone for me, but other people's comedy is going on, and my job's now just to ruin that. Bring them to my level.
Yeah.
I kind of like that, Rick. That works. So.
I mean, you seem very good at it.
Thank you.
You seem like you're very good at it.
Listen,
tell us
it's
who
a
hurt
passion
you.
Project.
Tell us on the puppet where they hurt you. Where did they touch you?
Well, what else is in the news?
Jesus, Argus. I knew you were a devil. That does look like Argus.
It kind of does, yeah.
What is this puppet? Whatever.
Dick Cheney? That sounds like something Hillary should have around Bill. Okay, have a good night, everybody. This next comic to Young Pup.
Oh, Argus, you're so funny.
Have you ever seen, you guys, it's Canadian, it's called Mr. Dress Up.
No.
It was this guy, he had this big treasure thing and he'd take things out. Anyways, there's one puppet on it that reminds me of Argus.
Mr. Dress Up.
Yeah, he's a little puppet and it looks exactly like him. Can you pull it up if you can find it?
He's looking. He's
my God.
I've never seen him like typing like that.
Yeah, there's one puppet who does remind me of Argus.
Wow.
That's exciting for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
Is the puppet
recent
dead?
Facelift.
No, it's just
face
like
melting off. All right, so the other night I'm driving home and I'm driving down Sunset in Beverly Hills and Argus is running
always
down
funny.
Sunset. It's like 11 o'clock at night. And he's out jogging. He's got like
a
knee-high socks
vest.
On. I mean, he literally looks like someone just got out of a fucking...
Like there he is.
Like a yacht club. Oh, yeah.
Does it kind of look like him?
Two things before I go.
Like younger.
One, Mitch has a great show for you. Two, I love you. Have a good night, everybody.
Actually, the eyes. No,
the eyes and
him.
The cheeks. It does. Doesn't he have like little red cheeks?
Yeah, he does.
It was younger.
Who is this pedophile? I mean,
he definitely was. Look at him. Mr. Dress Up was his name, and he'd like do weird shit. Yeah, I mean, like, look, it's, yeah, it doesn't look.
Isn't it amazing? Like, there's my hero, Mr. Rogers.
He was a Canadian version.
He wasn't a pedophile,
people...
and they were furious. Like, they did a doc about him, and they were
like,
this guy's fucking normal.
A lot of people
there
say
he is.
I remind him of Mr. Rogers.
true.
No one's
do
ever
they?
Said that.
Yeah,
no.
Like, no one's once ever
I'm trying
said
to
that.
Rebrand, okay? Jeez, Steph blowing my fucking cover.
Mr. Rogers. I was in the Mr. Rogers.
I like
bank
that just
club.
A random pic of the dad from Seventh Heaven who
well,
is a pedophile.
Really burnt. Yeah, why was he so burnt? No, Reddy is there.
What is this? He's a real pedophile?
He is.
Is he actually?
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, the dad from
yes,
Seventh Heaven.
Right.
Oh, my
busted.
God.
I remember that.
Christian television.
No.
Yep.
He is Elijah.
No, what is this?
Yeah, he got in some
seventh
trouble.
Heaven,
I didn't
seventh
know that.
Heaven pedophile is what you Google. It's the best.
That's perfect.
Wow, I did not know this.
Yeah, he got.
This
I remember
everything.
That.
This changes what I'm watching to masturbate tonight. Yeah. It can't be him anymore. Just stills of his.
Oh, it was him.
So no
damn.
More. Damn it.
I was like, wow, she's into weird shit. But you're saying.
So
you
no more.
Oh,
guy.
No.
Yeah.
And Mitch is
oh,
how she
the pastor dad in Seventh Heaven.
Oh. Yeah. Exposing himself to audio. You can hear him exposing himself.
It's the loud.
Hey,
it's the
little girl.
It just hits the
counter.
Are you
ready to go to Seventh Heaven?
Is that dinner?
Oh, God.
Wow.
He's also in It's Always Sunny. He plays a fucking.
Pedophile?
No, he plays a dad. Oh
in
my
All
God.
Is Sunny?
Yes, he plays their estranged dad in fucking
Strange.
Dad estranged. Was it Estranged?
No, you're right.
Dennis and Dee's dad. His real dad.
I believe you. I don't watch the show. I only saw two episodes. One, he shit in the bed, and another one I could barely think.
The poop in the bed's a funny
episode. I literally couldn't get into it.
God. If you can't get into a shitting the bed episode, it's a no-go for you.
I was just staring at it, and my friend was like, what is wrong with you?
The point is, the acting on Seventh Heaven was top-notch. And you do what you got to do to fucking own the role.
That's why
I don't
he's
like
so
how
red.
Close this yeah, no, is this to is me. I got to be gross. Honest. Like,
well, Elch, because you're a young pup. And
it's drying me up. Oh, my yeah. God. His no.
No, that's gross. It's grossing me out.
All right, so what can we promote for you other than you like
Epics.
Pedophiles?
And okay, I will say the stand.
She has
I'm
an
happy
epic
I did
Epics.
Watch my stand up in the Epics portion. The stand up looks good. I'm like it's all obviously
what
quarantine
you're
material.
Is, listen to the audio.
Yeah, don't watch it. Don't watch it. Do not look at me because I have no more money to put into my double chin. It's been burned away. Too much acid
terrible.
Is in my head right now. No more acid.
Did it hurt?
It hurt bad, and it bubbled up, and it was even bigger. So then I turned into a toad. So that's why I would do it. I'll get you guys photos. You're not gonna. It's crazy. Don't look. We can find it. Okay.
Oh,
yeah. Find it.
Oh, look at that.
No. It'll be up here. I'm pretend sets. There's gonna be a still of me, like a wet boiled ham.
Is that
that's
me?
All.
Oh no.
That's it. Is there? I'm pretend
there's
sets.
Your epics.
No, go to unprotected. No. Okay. Wait. Now I'm like.
Go back.
Ew, okay, I'm melted ham in that. I would look bad in all these fucking things.
Like that.
No,
but I
like
that you were like this.
That's why I hide the chin now.
Unprotected.
The next one. Yeah. Here we go. There's got to be a still of me in the audition chair. No, how is there not any?
Maybe you got so mad.
It was that image of that. That was the where it looked bad. Maybe I got it erased.
Yeah, maybe your agent was
on
it.
Took care of it.
Honestly, please.
Googled out forever.
Because
I think you look great.
Yeah, that's not it. That was something else.
It's airbrushed. This is definitely airbrushed, but it's
not,
looks good.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely airbrushed. Yeah. Oh, is it? Yeah, okay. No. I always look like that. I have a mullet now. It's a lot. But look, I still look like a glazed ham. Like, I was sweating. Look how wet I am. Look, you can't get rid of that wetness, that sheen.
First of all, the only thing I want to say is that America loves glazed ham.
That's not
so
wrong.
I can't believe there's no fucking
or,
images of it. It's
or bacon,
so bad.
As you call it in Canada.
What is that? Canadian
this is
bacon,
crazy
if
that
you
it's
will.
Not coming
yeah.
up. This is absurd. It's not coming up. It's not there. It's not. It's.
He looks like a black dude with dreadlocks in one of those pics.
Look, don't bring that up. I did do blackface for a bit. No. No, I didn't.
She's trying
I'm
to be
not
prime
the prime
minister.
Minister.
Of Canada.
I'm not him. No, there's. No, it's not here, and it won't be on my Instagram because he scrubbed it.
This is one of the main things we talk about on this podcast is serious news.
Okay.
And, what's your take, 30 minutes or less, on the trucker situation going on in Canada?
Oh, it's so fucked. I think it's really fucked up. I think it's scary, and it seems very American.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you guys. You're
acclimating. I feel bad for the people. Can we get this? We're still looking for my
wait a minute.
Thing.
Why?
Nothing
I love that.
Says...
This is... Oh, wait. No, I had a big double chin for the Bill Burr thing, too. Look at that. Ooh, yikes.
Right here?
I looked at it. Look at that.
Oh,
oh, that's a big chin. No. Should have got the acid before then. Oh, I made a mistake. I was just me in a dog wig. Like, this is absurd. This is why men don't stalk me. They see these photos. They're like, no, thank you. We're good. We're absolutely good. God,
is that Rachel? Yeah, Rachel Wolfson.
Yeah,
so
these
cute.
Are. It's not
oh,
here.
There's the
no, that's
bar.
That's a wet. That's another glaze. What is that? There
is that you and Moby? What's going on in that picture?
What is?
I
that?
Like
I don't
this.
Know
we
what
could
this
just
is.
Like.
No, this is too much. It's not coming up. I'm alarmed. I can find it in my phone easily.
I'm getting dizzy, but
no,
I like
I am
it.
Too. I think it's too much, and I think. Did it work though? Because he ended all the. Lockdown's been lifted. I will say also like
lockdown like, of them just crossing the border. What do you mean?
Like Canada was still on a crazy lockdown.
Yeah.
Like,
oh
like,
yeah.
It was nuts. Like my sister just got off lockdown like 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
like they had
shit.
Them back. Like we've been roaming around like they've had like nothing.
Yeah.
So I get it why everyone freaked the fuck out. But like driving to the Parliament building and like shitting and pissing all over Ottawa. Like that's.
Hilarious.
Wow.
Why do you hate Canada so much? Have you been there?
I've never been.
Do you have a DUI?
I have.
Do I what?
Have a DUI?
No.
Oh, okay. That's usually why Americans don't
go. Oh, no, I'm pretty sure they would let me in. I just have no desire to go, I suppose. I would, honestly, no I would probably go. And my hatred of Canada is solely based on 1990s pro wrestling.
Okay.
Oh,
so
that makes sense.
America stopped being at war. for a good portion of the Bill Clinton years, and wrestling was like, well, what do we do? We literally are based completely on fighting stereotypes of Middle Eastern people,
right,
and Russians.
Okay.
So then it turned into America versus Canada, and I was like, fuck it, I'm in.
Canada.
And then I saw a Canadian die at a pro wrestling event.
Yes.
And that was pretty much.
Oh, really?
That was the end of it for
there
me.
There they are.
Only,
that's it.
Only
did he actually die?
Yeah.
Yeah, literally.
Died. Fell from the roof into the ring and died. And
right there on TV.
Right there. Owen
and
Hart.
And he was there live.
Brett
the
Hitman.
No,
were
you audience?
I was, yeah. I was like 20 rows from the.
No wonder this.
The ring. Really, that's yeah. Wow. There's his body as they.
There's oh Rick roasting.
I'm dressed as
you
a police
pussy.
Officer.
Yeah.
Here.
He's
get
like,
this.
This
maple
is the problem with
shit.
Canadians. Yeah.
Is this guy blowing him?
If he had been.
Yeah, that's how you revive Canadians.
That's the number one.
Wow.
Way.
That's how you revive Canadians.
I did not know that. That's good to know because he you is got, blowing him.
His penis is frozen.
Am I crazy?
It looks like he's got like a jewel. Magnifying
and
glass, and he's like checking out for the penis.
Is that our Canadians not
this
hung?
Is crazy.
He's like,
not the ones I've been with. No,
Eleanor, it's very cold there. And
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't you judge?
As Dice used to say, on a cold, snowy Chicago day. Goo.
Why do you remember that? That's so funny.
Because it's a weird thing
yeah,
to say.
Yeah,
I didn't
is.
Know about this at all. This is okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now I see why you hate.
Yeah.
So
it's
a lot
my
of
hatred has already existed.
I
was holding a sign up that said something about like "fuck Canada."
Let
the nugget.
And he saw it. And he went,
yeah.
"This day."
Yeah. Oh, hey, look at that. Yeah, on that day.
Oh
he's
my
like, look
God.
At that guy, and then slipped on some ice.
Did
from
he
the
sound like that when he?
Yeah.
Whoa! Is it the clown? Well, he did that for a while.
Here's a clown
his
having
hat
an
fell off.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
Are you doing dice again?
He was doing the Varney. On the way down.
The Varney is
yeah,
the
real Varney. Itching your back is the Varney now.
But honestly, it's more or less because you can make fun of Canadians and no one on earth has ever been offended
no.
by it. Even
no.
Canadians just smile.
Yeah, we don't really care.
Yeah, because yeah,
right.
every Canadian thinks they're better than us. So it's like
do
a,
we?
Yeah, you do. Listen, we have a pretty strong track record of being one of the worst nations in the history of time. And you guys just
very
sat up there
strong.
All nice. Like, yeah, we're like the nice version of America.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what? You might not be wrong.
Yeah.
I do think Canada's better than America. I'm
yeah,
so sorry.
Everyone does.
Yeah. I'm not saying the people. I'm saying the country. Like the...
Yeah.
Where it's very clean.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You guys don't murder
saying
each
LA's
other.
Saying LA's not clean.
Not
in mass numbers
Philadelphia's
all the
not
time.
Beautiful.
Not a lot of murdering. Not a lot of school shooting happening up there. Yeah, we're
Philadelphia's
yeah.
number one in homicides. How dare you?
How dare you? How dare you?
That's pretty good.
I was home contributing.
Yeah.
I mean, hanging out.
Yeah. So it's gross that you're Canadian, but it's cool that you're here.
My next set's gonna be you.
In conclusion,
this fucking Canadian, though, my whole set.
You know, I've given her two nice introductions, not knowing that she's from the fucking the
oh,
underworld.
Now, I'm fucked
the
now.
Underworld.
You're never gonna knock me
a frost
oh,
back
yeah.
like you're
oh, yeah,
a White
yeah.
Walker.
Yeah.
I'm what
screwed
did you call
now.
I mean, so many
this
names.
This icicle chucking
yeah,
pile
yeah,
of
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I'm fucked now. I already can't follow
By
you now. I'm gonna go out and be like. Yeah, he's right. I
give it up for old Acid Chin.
Some of the best crowds in Acid Chin in Canada. Some of the best crowds.
Yeah.
I've done
best, yeah.
Toronto. I've
Toronto's
done
great.
Ontario. I've done... Oh, I'm not answering that.
Toronto's in Ontario.
I mean...
I was like...
not, what's the other one I did? Yeah,
Winnipeg, that. Montreal.
No. House of Comedy. She's in...
Oh, Calgary, Edmonton.
Edmonton.
Okay.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. And then doesn't she just open BC?
I think it's on BC as
yeah.
well, yeah.
So I haven't done that one yet, but I've done...
you would destroy
the
these
River
rooms,
Rock Casino, the River Red River Casino?
Yes, where
Red?
Is that? That's in Alberta somewhere, right?
I think so, or BC. I'm not
yes.
sure, but it's a casino, and it was fucking incredible. Because I'm expecting... It was my very first time being there, and we were there for less than 24 hours.
Oh, fuck.
I was opening for Dice, and we went in... He made me stop at this, you know how he loves to shop, this weird place. Let's go buy underwear. I'm like, okay.
Hey, let's go steal candy from 7-Eleven.
Right. Everything was written in Chinese. It was like, or, you know, and so we were like panicked.
Yeah.
I was like, this, did we go to the wrong fucking place? You know?
Cooper, yeah.
Then we go to the casino and it's all Indians, but like not the 7-Eleven Indians, you know what I
that's
mean? Not, anyway, so
this
so
is, this
I mean,
is
I was I'm waiting for the white toothless hockey players. You know what I mean? Like my stereotypical brain. I'm looking for the Broad Street bullies.
No.
And when I then we go to the show and it's all Dice fans, like Italians out of nowhere. I'm like, what's happening
Are
up
you
here?
Very
diverse. I'm Bulgarian. It's even grosser.
Thank
so
God.
Now
Thank God.
You like I was gonna say Bulgarian's the grossest one.
Why?
We're the butt of every fucking joke. Every movie, every TV show is always like Bulgarians.
Let's,
they always like
let's be real. We don't know anything about Bulgarians.
Exactly. That's a problem.
And so
I literally don't
thing.
Know one thing.
No, yeah. So,
trust me, I don't really
know. They're, I'll say this. They're a shade better than the Roma. The Romanian gypsy trash.
My sister just married a Romanian.
Ugh.
Really?
Yeah.
Listen.
Look how angry he got.
They are also COVID deniers, so.
Perfect.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because they see the truth, Eleanor. Catch us in Austin sometime soon where COVID don't exist because we're real, man. Do you think they're going to know who I was talking about just
100%.
Now? 100%. Oh, okay, they'll figure it out.
They got it. I know you're speaking in Billy. You didn't get that? Nobody got that? Nobody watches Kanye West Meltdown?
No.
Well, Billie Eilish did a joke or at her show. She was like, at my concerts, I make sure everybody's okay, which was like a dig to Travis Scott.
Oh, right.
So now every time Kanye puts something out, he's like, I guess we're all speaking in Billy because she said she wasn't digging on Travis.
Oh,
like it wasn't
God.
A dig. So
he has mental health problems.
My no way.
Kanye?
What are you talking
fun.
About? He's wearing
he's
space
fun.
Boots. He's fine. He's wearing the mask. I mean, he's at least doing the protocol.
Well, then we respect him.
See,
then
he's covering up.
Yeah.
He was the only one wearing a mask at the Rams game yesterday or Sunday.
Really?
Yeah, he had a full fucking head.
Oh, fuck.
Where can we find you on social media?
Just Instagram at Steph Tolev.
No, you don't want any more TikTok followers?
You know,
we have a big TikTok following on this podcast.
Your TikTok, is it Steph?
It's
or
Steph.
Is it
it's all Steph.
Okay.
It's all Steph Tolev, yes. Same thing. You follow me on whatever. I mean,
yeah.
I'm posting more on Instagram because I don't get flagged.
Right.
I can't post any of my stand-up on TikTok because I get it's all community violations constantly.
Really?
I get flagged once a week almost, so I can only post like really stupid shit on TikTok or like Marcy, who doesn't like say anything that gross. I like innuendos or whatever, but yeah. Instagram.
Okay.
My Twitter shit. I mean, if you want to just not see me tweet like once that, I tweet like some.
That was so
fat
funny.
Fat woman, that's it. I'll leave it. That's it. Nothing.
She was like, I guess I'm in a new category.
Plus size. Fucking
40.
That's, yeah, 40 plus size. That's, you know what? Fine. I'll take it.
Not good looking, all caps is what I've gotten on a couple of auditions where I show up. I'm like, why would you put that?
Oh, I got my first audition I ever booked in Canada. It said, looking for a woman of 3 or 4 out of 10. And I booked it. Ugly Princess.
Wow. Wow.
I'm not even, this is that serious. I literally have a joke that bombed
three
the day after you said, I auditioned for a woman who looks like a troll and I didn't get it and I got pissed. I was like, I am a troll.
Yeah.
Give me the troll.
Yeah.
Hello?
This is fucked.
What are you crazy? I get all horrible ones. I always vote for men. I get them like, I might get there, I'm like, oh, I thought this was for a male role. Like two roles I did.
Wow.
After recently, it's like, it could be a man or woman. And it's all like Gary. It's like literally one of the roles like Gary. I'm like, I guess I'm reading for Gary today. So I'm like, this is not for a woman. This is not for her.
Yeah.
Look, I'll take what I can get.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll be Gary.
Ugly Princess.
Call me in. I'm Gary.
Gary.
No, I don't want any Garys to call me, period.
Period.
But I'll come
period.
In to be if you need me to be a Gary, I'll do it.
I'll be your Karen. I'll be whatever you need.
Appalachia. Okay.
All right, guys.
Two things before we get out of here tonight. Oh, all right.
Don't forget Rick's. Do you plug your
yep.
album? Let's do
I
it.
Got album coming out on Woo-hoo. The 22nd. Will this even come out before then? It will? All right, so check that out. If you don't check it out, send me your address so I can come to your house and fucking ruin your life.
Wow.
You got it. Wow. See, that's the thing about salesmanship. You have to threaten them a little bit,
uh-huh.
and then I'll pull them back next episode by complimenting them. You
next
know?
Episode.
You did a good job,
da,
guys.
Da, da, da.
Yeah, that's it. Listen to my other podcast, too.
Yes.
Rick Ingram Talks to Strangers. And you got dates coming up?
I don't. I'm chilling for a minute. I don't go out until late March.
Fuck
so
yeah.
I'll start promoting those later.
Yeah.
I don't feel like mm-hmm. it. I'm doing the Nashville Comedy Festival with Kid Rock April.
Fucking bragger.
That's
me and
fun.
My boo. People hate Kid Rock. I love you, boo.
Yeah.
Do you.
Does he listen? Because you're a pile of trash,
how
Bob.
Dare you.
Do you hear me?
I love
you
Bob.
You hear me, Bob?
You would literally have so much fun with him. He's the coolest
person. Are you buddies
with him? Yeah, I've done his cruise a couple times.
Is that
that's so funny?
Is that Dean Del Rey in a character? All right, I have to go do comedy.
Yeah, let's go do. Well, I'm not, but
I'm not absolutely.
Yeah, same. All right.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You're fucking hilarious. Welcome. We'll ruin you, but soon.
I'm so scared now.
Don't be.
We'll see you guys next time. Thank you.
Guys, Comedy Store Podcast is back. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Please leave us your negative and positive comments, mostly negative.
You can follow me at Rick Ingram. I only accept positivity in my life.
The new Rick is here, and EJ Kerrigan still with the negativity, but like and subscribe.